All right, we're back. This is the Harry Thomas Show. Today is February 21st, 2011. The website is located at harrythomas.podomatic.com. And we are back. I am doing a series of shows here. This one's going to be about what was happening in Egypt. I talked about this on the last show. And this show is geared toward exposing the globalist plan, the elite's plan for a new world order. The show is about exposing government corruption, media fraud, mind control, you name it. If it's in the globalist plans, we will be discussing it here on this show. And if you're new to this kind of information, hang on to your seat. And listen carefully, because what you hear might just shock you. I know I was shocked when I first learned about the globalist plan for a total takeover of our societies and a total system in place of mind control and the dumbing down of societies so that this small amount of elite degenerate families can take over control of us. And our minds. And part of that was this false flag operation that's going on in Egypt. Before I get into this, you know, I want to give a shout out to my friends over at 12160. And that's a social network geared toward resisting the New World Order. And not only just resisting the New World Order's plan, but destroying it. And part of destroying it is getting information out to wake up our fellow man. Because we're in a hypnotic state. We are in a psychosis, so to speak, that has been put forth onto us through a variety of different ways. And this is a social network, 12160, a lot of good information, a lot of good people. They're located over at snardfarker.ning.com. That's snardfarker.ning.com. And that's a great place to get involved and find information. And they've always been very supportive of this show and very supportive of the fight for our lives. We are the minority. You know, people who have actually woken up to this kind of information is in the minority. Most people are conditioned to the fact where they just go through, they accept this reality that has been put forth on all of us, and that's it. Never question anything outside of reality. The only thing that I ask on this show is for people to question their reality. And a lot of the news articles and information that I get about this globalist plan, I do post over at Twitter. And that's at twitter.com/HarryThomas. So you can find information there. You can find information at the podcast, at Podomatic. That's harrythomas.podomatic.com. And on the YouTube channel, Harry Thomas Info. That's all one word, Harry Thomas Info. And I remember when I was woken up to this. See, I've always knew that there was something wrong with the world. I've always questioned that somehow things just weren't right. And it just didn't seem that the way the world was and the things that happened in the world, that would just, it just didn't seem to that it would come naturally. It's not something that I thought human beings would do in the course of our adventures on this planet. So I always was looking for an answer. I was always looking for an alternative point of view. I was always trying to question my reality. You know, I expanded my mind in a various different ways throughout the years. And part of that experimentation, I think, had conditioned me to be in a position where I could open up my mind and I could question my own reality. And that's exactly what it's going to take to break out of this matrix, to actually take the red pill and question our reality. And, you know, and that's what I ask everybody to do. I think everybody would benefit of just stopping for a minute and question our own reality. Say, you know, exactly what is going on in the world today? You know, and I don't pretend to have all the answers, but I know that when I found out about the globalist agenda, when I started learning about the New World Order, and I started questioning things after 9/11, and I found out about this group called the Illuminati, and I started looking into secret societies, it was all shocking at first. You know, I had always questioned things, and I always knew corruption existed, and I just didn't know that there was actually a plan, that everything that I was seeing and everything that I was exposed to was part of this conditioning, this mind conditioning, this mind control agenda, and that this small group of elite families have been in power for thousands of years, literally. You know, it was a hard pill to swallow, that red pill. After 9/11, I noticed there was some inconsistencies with what was being told, and I accidentally downloaded a video about 9/11, and this guy was talking about it was an inside job. There was elements, criminal elements, inside the United States government that had a major role in allowing them attacks to happening, but not just allowing it, but being part of a sinister plan. And I was like, this guy is freaking nuts. I'm going to take a look. And he said, go ahead, don't believe me. Do your own investigation. And I said, you know, I'm going to take a look at what this guy is saying, because this is just bizarre. I couldn't see how people who claim to be Christian Americans would do this to their own people. And I set out to prove him wrong, and I ended up down this rabbit hole that had a lot more than just 9/11. Not only could I not prove this guy wrong, everything that he was saying was absolutely, positively, 100% true. And I found out that 9/11 was just one symptom. It was one event in a series of events that are happening to fulfill this quest for a world government, for a global system of control, a cashless control society where people are microchipped, where a large portion of the population will be eliminated to fulfill the elite agenda. So they want just themselves and a slave class. The middle class is getting in the way now. We've been led to believe all these ideas about our world that are not true, that are a distortion. And I started looking into all this stuff, you know, Oklahoma City, all the wars that have been going on, and I followed the money, and I found out that there's this, you know, elite group of families that basically operate the banking system. They're in control of the scholastic institutions, religious institutions. You know, they've got their hands in every pot. You know, they invented Hollywood to put forth a mind control agenda. You know, and this was already going on before the invention of Hollywood and everything, through old folklore and different stories that have been being told throughout the years, a distortion of history. And the more I entered this rabbit hole, it started out investigating 9/11, but the more that I investigated this, the more I found out that this was real. Yet this was really happening. That these evil bastards, I mean, I don't even know what else word to use for this. They haven't even invented words for us to use to fully explain our human experience here. You know, we're limited by our language. We're limited by a lot of things, yet we have been led to believe that we're in control of our own destiny and that we have free choice. But them choices have been made by us, for us, by an elite group of people. And there's different words for it. Some people call them the satanic bloodlines. Some people call it the New World Order, the Illuminati. There's different secret societies that are talked about. Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, Freemasonry. And it's an intricate global web. I mean, it goes on and on and on. Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, these think tanks that are in control of our media and our information. See, they control the information that we're given. And that's part of the mind control. That's part of the hypnosis that a majority of human beings, including myself, are in. And the difference is when people are able to question their reality, they're able to break the conditioning and take a different look at things. And that's what I've been able to do, for basically since 9/11, is I started this process of an awakening, of filling myself with information and questioning the information that had been given to me up to that point. And I realized that there's this globalist agenda, these elite that are getting away with murder. And it really ticked me off. You know, it's really pissed me off. To the point where, after a few years of studying this stuff, I decided to go public in 2005 and start a little show. And this show has evolved and it's been on in different places. And, you know, I allow anybody to use it and get the information out to people. And I've covered a lot of stuff. And there's been a lot of false flag information, false flag events. And there's a lot to this global web. And it's such an elaborate scheme that it's set up to where we get conditioned to the point that we become our own destructors. We become domesticated in ways where we willingly go out and participate in our own destruction as a society, as a race, and all these ideas that get put in our head are there for a purpose. And, you know, and you say, wow, that's pretty crazy, Harry. Where did you come up with this? Well, I'll tell you what, I didn't make it up. And truth is stranger than fiction. And I found that out to be true. And, you know, the more that I've studied the elite plan, the more that I realize that there's a global agenda, that there's this push for a one world government, that there's this push for a big brother control grid, that there is a plan for implementation of a world government, I can see where the mind control agenda works. And I believe that mind control is the biggest obstacle that we have. You know, that and the fact that we've been poisoned in many different ways, and our bodies are under attack, our minds are under attack, we are under total attack. And in the spirit of Paul Revere, I am yelling out, red alert to my brethren, red alert to my brothers and sisters. We are under attack. We need to take back our lives from this global elite that are calling themselves the New World Order. The time is late. Do not believe the hype. Question your reality. Don't just dismiss people as crazy. Oh my God, that guy is sounding crazier and crazier as he talks. There's a lot of you that are thinking that. Yeah, if you actually take a look at what I've talked about over the years since 2005 and the things that I've put out there, you will realize that this is not an exaggeration, that this is not entertainment in any way, shape, or form, that this is a real SOS, this is a real cry out to my brothers and sisters out there in humanity to please get your heads out of the sand and inform your fellow human beings about this attack that we're under, because we are being poisoned in every which way you can possibly think of. And don't just believe me, but please investigate the events of 9/11, events like the London bombings, investigate stuff like Oklahoma City. Investigate and follow the money and see who's printing the money, who's behind the corporations, who is behind the Hollywood elite, the governments, these fake regimes that are going on. Follow the money and who's backing these wars, who has backed these dictators like Hitler and all these other things. You know, this show, you can't talk about everything all at once, but I'm going to cover a little bit about Egypt. I'm going to talk a little bit about Egypt. And like I said, as I've become more breaking my conditioning, you know, and I'm still under a lot of the conditioning that's been put forth, as I've broken away, I can watch a movie and see where the globalist plan is. I can see where the conditioning is. I can see news reports and say, geez, this is part of their plan. Because we gotta know your enemy in order to defeat your enemy. And I've studied the global elite. I've put in years and years of research into this stuff. And that's why I do this show, is I want to share that with my fellow man. You know, don't believe it for yourself. You know, don't believe me. Do your own research too. But I do understand that, you know, time is of the essence. And, you know, I have put in and logged many, many hours over the years looking at this. And I'm able to see the agenda when I read it in a newspaper, see it in a magazine, watch it on TV. When I hear people talking, I know where the conditioning is. I can see the mind control in effect. You know, and there's others that are far more advanced than I am. You know, there's people that totally understand the symbols and the symbolism and can date it back to history. And you know, that's why it's important for networks like 12160 for us to get together and share the information that we have acquired for ourselves in this awakening of the spirit. Because that's exactly what's going on, is our spirits are awakening. And we need to get back in touch with that loving spirit of who we truly are as a human being. You know, because we are a spiritual being having a human experience, and that is a gift that is passed on. I don't care what you believe as far as religion or God, or if you believe in God or don't believe in God, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is, as a race, we are under attack, and it doesn't matter where you come from, who you are, your social status, your upbringing, your color, your age, you know, your race, it doesn't matter. Your age, anything. It doesn't matter about your sexual identity. It doesn't matter what you believe, what you don't believe. We are all under attack. We are all being poisoned. And that's why this alert coming out. And I'm going to cover this Egypt thing. I know everybody thinks that it's over now. Everybody's like, oh, well, that's over, and we've got these other flare-ups here and there. Well, it might be over as far as what the corporate media is telling, but there, you know, there's more to the story, you know. The Telegraph came out with this article, Egypt protests America's secret backing for rebel leaders behind the uprising. The American government secretly backed leading figures behind the Egyptian uprising who have been planning regime change for the past 3 years. The Daily Telegraph has learned. And that's what I'm talking about. We get this information in very small little amounts. And when you see it, it's here and there. And when anyone who hasn't questioned their reality is going through life, you know, they see this here and they're like, wow, man, that's messed up. Or, well, you know, that's kind of odd. Or, you know, this information can just be bypassed, you know, and chalked up as coincidence or, you know, whatever. You know, and we're always led to believe that there's somebody out there that's taking care of the problem. Anytime that there's a problem, there's a solution that's being offered. And what I'm trying to say is the solutions that are being offered up by the globalists. That they have their hand in every pot. You know, that they've got think tanks and they've got systems in place to provide a solution for any kind of problem that we encounter as a human being. Most of it is fear-based. See, I believe it all comes down to fear or love. George Humphreys talks about this, and he's an activist from Texas. And he's done a lot of research about the New World Order. And I believe, you know, what he was saying to me was true when I started investigating this stuff and investigated farther than just taking his word for it, is fear or love. It all comes down to fear or love. Love being us, what our spirit really is made of. You know, the way we're supposed to be living, the way we would be living naturally if there wasn't some kind of outside interference. If there wasn't outside interference by these globalists, we would be more geared toward evolving in a society of love than a society that's been ruled by fear. So once you can awakening your spirit to this kind of information, you could see, is this based in fear or is this idea based in love? And what has been happening here is not in Egypt is not by accident. Nothing that we see is by accident. This is all a plan, this is all an agenda of the New World Order. They have been in total control. And the only way that we can actually defeat them is by breaking our conditioning and letting other people know that they have been conditioned. It's not a very popular idea because people don't like to accept the fact that they've been had. And this conditioning goes so deep. You know, I believe some people will never be able, you'll never be able to break their conditioning. And as you go out and try to break people of their conditioning and stuff, you know, it takes practice. And then you realize where your energy should be spent and where your energy shouldn't be spent, that all we can do is plant the seeds and hope that them seeds of information get rooted. And they take root and they sprout. And that them sproutings can offer up, you know, more and more people offering information. Because when you're talking about being under mind control, and when you talk about a society that is controlled by the information that we have, we really are in an information war. And right here, for 3 years, they were planning this regime change in the Telegraph, in Egypt. This is a report out of the Telegraph. And this article is up at twitter.com/HarryThomas. I don't make any of this stuff up. I mean, I can't make any of it up. So, you know, what can we do about it? You know, because we're led to believe, well, you know, what can you do? Yeah, you know, because you can get some people to break the conditioning to the point where they say, yeah, you know, this is messed up and that's messed up, but really, what can you do about it, you know? I've got my own problems, you know, I've got bills to pay, I've got a job to go to, I've got a wife and kids to deal with, I've got relatives, I've got, you know, maybe other forms of addictions or anything else, you know, to distract us, you know, well, you know, some people are addicted to drugs, some people drink a lot, some people are addicted to video games, movies, this and that. We all have something going on in our lives that will distract us from, you know, getting in a love-based life, living a love-based life. You know, the changes for me have came very slowly over the years. It really is a lifestyle change. You know, one of the first things that I can remember was about the water. And I was reading about fluoride in the water. You know, I'm going to get back. I'm jumping off the subject. I'm going to get back into this Egypt thing in a minute. But I just want to talk about, you know, I don't talk about my personal awakening that often. And I think it's about time I do. And one of them was the water. I realized there was fluoride and other contaminants in the water that was affecting my brain, and that the things that I was told about fluoride just weren't true. And so I got off the water. You know, it's been years. I don't drink tap water, very little. I'm very limited in the amount, and I've mainly been drinking some kind of filtered water, some kind of you know, spring water, something. I don't go for the tap. That was one of the main changes in my life. You know, and there's been other changes too. You know, the way I treat people, the way that I believe that I should be treated, you know, and the kind of people that I surround myself with. You know, I've broken out of different kinds of addictions myself. And it is a lifestyle change. You know, I realize the need for preparation for disasters. I realize that I just can't be dependent on the government to save me. Because like I said, they're always offering the solution. But that's how they work. Problem, reaction, solution. You know, and I realize that everything that I'm being exposed to is owned by corporate entities. They're owned by globalists. They're owned by this elite that are part of this takeover and this poisoning of our mind, body, and spirit. So I'm very sensitive to it now. I'm sensitive to the stuff that they're spraying in the air. I'm sensitive to the stuff that they're putting in our environment. You know, I realize that they've taken control of this so-called environmental movement. And they've invented things like man-made global warming and these other ideas, you know, recycling, like that's going to make a big difference. It's not. You know, they offer these little tiny solutions so that you can have a little peace of mind so you don't go sticking your nose in the business that they don't want you in. So they provide these outlets to make you think you're doing good for your earth. You know, when the bottom line is they're allowing these companies to pollute. They're allowing all these contaminants and these poisons to be put in our air, food, and water. Nothing is being done about that. But they want to get you all up in a tizzy about maybe a certain creature that's dying or the stuff that you're doing to pollute. You know, you're the problem. You know, it always comes back to you're the problem, or you need to be afraid of what somebody else is doing. You know, big oil and stuff is behind a lot of these environmental movements and stuff. And I just want to tell this one story real quick. I don't eat. Another one of the changes is I try to stay away from fast food and all that stuff. I'd rather cook for myself. But being a diabetic and all, sometimes I'm in a situation where I have to stop and get a quick bite to eat. And I'm going through one of these corporate fast food joints, going through the drive-thru, trying to just get some food. And I pick and choose what. And I'm even embarrassed to even name this multi-billion-dollar corporation because I'm embarrassed to say that I even supported them monetarily in any way. You know, but I did. You know, I am still a victim of my environment. I am still a victim of the conditioning that I grew up on. And, you know, breaking out of it is a process. It's a slow process. And, my body has been ridden with diseases that they made up in these labs. These big pharmaceutical enterprises that they put in place as a solution to our problems, and I'm slowly getting myself more reliant on alternative forms of solutions. But embarrassing as it is, I was going through the drive-thru one morning to get a quick bite to eat, and they offered the local newspaper for free. The Post Standard. I'm here in Syracuse, New York. You know, and I know that intelligence community, and I know that these sons of a bitches listen to shows like this. And I just want to tell you, you know, they're poisoning your family too. You know, everything is being poisoned too. You are a victim too. So maybe, you know, instead of saying, oh boy, we're worried about this domestic threat, maybe there is no domestic threat. Maybe the threat is global threat. And maybe your handlers might be the problem. And, you know, and I, you're a human being too. And I beg of you to question your reality too. And don't stand in judgment of someone like me who, oh my God, he's one of them weird conspiracy nuts. He must wear a tinfoil hat. You know, and I get these things, well, don't believe everything that you read, Harry. Well, why would you think that, you know, just because I put forth some information that you don't agree with or that tastes kind of funny because it's not what you've been consuming on a regular basis, what would make you think that I believe everything that I read? I mean, and that's kind of the conditioning that people get into, like, oh, you know, if I can label this person as this, I can avoid, you know, some hurtful truths about myself. You know, so one of the things I get a lot is, boy, you know, you must believe everything you read. You know, if I believed everything that I read, this show would be far more bizarre than it is. Like I said, truth is stranger than fiction, and I try to deal with truth here to the best of my abilities, to the best of my conditioning. Well, anyway, I'm getting this newspaper, and it's a local newspaper, and you know, my girlfriend, you know, they go, do you want the newspaper? And she, off the bat, she's like, no, we don't read the newspaper. And I'm like, yeah, is it free? And the woman says, yes. I said, well, I will take one. And she goes, you don't read the paper. What do you want it for? I go, well, the way I see it is if they are passing this thing out for free, then there must be a huge agenda that's in this paper that they want everybody to be exposed to, including the ones that wouldn't normally pay for this kind of propaganda, because that's exactly what a newspaper is. It's a bunch of globalist propaganda. So I want to read the paper to see what kind of, you know, poop they're peddling, so to speak. You know, and this goes back to a couple months ago. We were driving out, coming home from a friend's house, and we were kind of out near the airport, but we got lost, and we were out in, you know, kind of the rural town, small town section of Syracuse, of the county. I think we were even one county over, you know, or at least close to it. But we were out near the airport, and this actually goes back a few years before this. There was this regimen called the Boys of Syracuse, and that's where they did a lot of the F-16 training, pilot training out near the airport, the military. And they trained the boys to do the F-16, fly them. And there was a big thing in the paper where they were discontinuing the F-16 training out here locally, and that they were switching over to training of drones, of unmanned aircraft. And so they were switching over to the drones. And of course, that stuck out in my mind. You know, I'm like, wow, you know, this is going on right in my backyard, basically. And we're driving out in the country a couple months ago, out, you know, semi-near the airport, and we see these weird things up in the air, and there are lights on them and stuff, and they're just sitting there, still, up in the air. And I look at them, and I said to her, I go, hey, do you see that up there? And she goes, yeah. She goes, wow, that's weird, you know, because they had lights on it, and they're just sitting there still, some kind of aircraft. She goes, I've never seen anything like that. And I go, I've never seen anything like that, too. But I'm going to tell you right now, that's a military experiment. I bet you it has something to do with them drones that they're flying, you know, that they took it over instead of the F-16 program. And, the military does this all the time. And they're probably, you know, experimenting with this. This might be a psychological warfare experiment also. And, you know, my girlfriend just kind of looked at me with this, wow, you know. Because sometimes even the people closest to me, they look at me and they go, you know, wow, you're pretty far out there, Harry. You know, you always got something to say. You always got something, some kind of a thought process behind this. You know, and you know what? And I let people be where they're at. You know what I mean? I try not to argue my point, you know, with a lot of people, because it just pushes people away. Like I said, over the years, I've learned when to choose my battles. I know when you know, to point this out, like, you know, a lot of people in my life never seen the chemtrails, but I've been able to point them out to them and show them the difference between a chemtrail and a contrail and what a real cloud is and what a real cloud ain't, and point out that there's a pattern in the weather when they're doing this stuff, and there's also a pattern in the way our allergies and our sinuses are infected, and the way we breathe is affected by this stuff. You know, so, you know, this information, slowly, that's why I say, tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers, anyone that'll listen, tell them about it. Do not be afraid to speak your point of view, to point out what's going on. First, get yourself educated to the point where you can communicate this information in a logical manner. But anyway, I'm off the thing. So we see these craft up there, and you know, we both know that they're strange. But I'm reading in the newspaper, and I'm reading about this, and it was just a small little letter to the editor about a lot of people have been reporting these strange craft up in the sky. And they said, don't worry, people, you know, quit, you know, calling, because they're just drones that are being used by the military. And I'm like, uh-huh, I knew it. You know, and even though people, you know, and that's part of the conditioning. We're being conditioned. You know, so, you know, that, and there were some other things, I'm not even going to get into it, I kept the newspaper, but there was other major things about the globalist agenda that was in that newspaper. So, you know, things seem to be not, you know, well, they just seem, well, you know, this just goes into passing, but they are part of a bigger plot, a bigger agenda, a bigger attack that we're under, and that's just a little example of things, and I could tell stories for hours, but I try to keep this podcast to a reasonable time, and you know, with a amount of information that the you know people can consume, because I was doing 2-hour shows, 3-hour shows, and you know people were listening to 45 minutes, an hour of it, you know, and they couldn't take anymore. You know, because there's a lot of information, and our minds go into information overload. But I want to get into this Egypt stuff and try to keep focus on this. So they've been planning this regime change for the past 3 years. It says here the American Embassy in Cairo helped a young dissident attend a U.S.-sponsored summit for activists in New York while working to keep his identity secret from Egyptian state police. On his return to Cairo in December of 2008, the activist told U.S. diplomats that an alliance of opposition groups had drawn up a plan to overthrow President Mubarak and install a democratic government in 2011. Democratic is code word for let's mess with people. Let's spread our disease around the globe, our New World Order disease. You know, and that's a whole other program, the whole false left-right agenda with the difference between a democracy and a republic is and everything else. Now, there is a secret document out. There's a link to it that the Telegraph in the UK put out there. That you could find that link over somewhere in one of my postings at Twitter. .com/Harry Thomas. And this is exactly what I'm reading from. He has already been arrested by Egyptian security in connection with the demonstrations, and his identity is being protected by the Daily Telegraph. So they realize that this guy who got arrested by Egyptian security during these demonstrations is the same guy who told them in December of 2008 that this was going to happen. And that's what I'm talking about. People say this, and the people are like, what are you, nuts? You're crazy. But then they see it happening. You know, and it's the same thing with this globalist agenda. I'm not going to get off on a tangent. But when you point out this stuff, later on, people see that you're not crazy. That there is a New World Order agenda. That's why it's important to take a stand on this and don't be afraid. You know, we gotta face our fears and let the love for ourselves and our family and humanity in general take a hold. You know, the crisis in Egypt follows the toppling of Tunisia. You know, and now we've seen this spread to other countries, you know, but everything that we're seeing is a staged event. You know what I'm saying? They're conditioning our minds to be afraid in one way or another. Either we're afraid that the unrest is going to happen here, or we're afraid to be a part of the unrest because, you know, China is shooting on their people, and people are getting arrested and killed by doing this. You know, and the whole spin that they're putting on it in the mainstream media. You know, wow, you know, this is, you know, this is this and this is that, you know, and they're messing with our minds. They come up with these slick slogans like, we report, you decide. No, you have a propaganda agenda. A prop agenda is what I call it. And, you know, again, we see the U.S. as a major player in these false flag operations, these psychological warfare, and not only the U.S., other globalist nations, you know, that are compliant with the New World Order agenda, either willingly or they just allow their puppets to be put in place, people who have, you know, totally bought into these ideas, it's people who have not broken their conditioning, people who are actually puppets. And that's really the best way to describe them, is they are useful idiots. They have been conditioned through higher education, higher learning, military mind control, different things, and they believe what they're doing is part of the system or part of the plan or part of the solution or whatever, and they have never broken out, and if they hear rumors of this globalist takeover, they either think it's good and you've got to do bad for the greater good, or there's all kinds of ideas. But most of the time, the people who are in these positions, they do not see the big agenda. They do not see where they're really a pawn that's being played in a bigger game. You know, and so there's other countries that are involved. Just Israel is a major player in this too. And they've got it to where, well, you can't really criticize Israel, or you're being an anti-Semite or something, or you know, you're a Nazi. You know, so we've got all the, you know, don't speak out against your government, you know, because you're a bad person. So we're subject to all kinds of conditioning that we really need to break, and we need to help our fellow man break this kind of conditioning. This was a huge article, and it basically documents that, you know, there was backing from America and actually other countries that are involved in this, these kind of regime change takeovers, and this was something that was in the making. It's all staged events. And I found this one. Globalist stooge El Barde prepares to hijack Egyptian revolution. And it says, talks about Brzezinski. Now, Brzezinski is like one of Bill Clinton's handlers, because that's what they have. They have handlers. They have advisors. You know, and you got to question where these advisors come from, because a lot of times they might be a recognizable figure, but not recognizable to the amount where they're in the limelight themselves a lot. You've got all kinds of globalist stooges, you know, and there's actually even darker handlers behind them. We've got the handlers of the handlers. They are the unknown ones that lurk in the shadows, that hide behind the curtains, so to speak. Big news that Brzezinski is one of these people. I have a hard time pronouncing his name, always have. But although Brzezinski warned of a global political awakening during a CFR meeting last year that threatened to topple the existing international order, it is unsurprising that Brzezinski is calling for the ousting of Mirabek, despite the fact that he has been a dutiful servant to the New World Order elite. It became known in Brzezinski's globalist circles at least 3 years ago that Egypt was teetering on the edge of a revolt, and that another political entity would fill the inevitable vacuum of power if the elite didn't get ahead of the game. That's why the American embassy trained rebel leaders to infiltrate opposition groups from the very beginning, as the Telegraph revealed on Saturday, which was what I was just reading. The geopolitical maneuverings of the U.S. military-industrial complex don't take away from the fact that the revolt in Egypt is driven by genuine grievances related to the spiraling food prices, high unemployment, police brutality, and the grassroots drive to unseat a 30-year dictatorship. However, if they allow globalist carpetbagger Mohammed El Barde to seize power, demonstrators are ensuring that their actions are in vain and ultimately worthless. And this El Barde, he's a Nobel Prize winner, which is another globalist type of thing. You know, he himself is a mind control victim, probably. You know, he's, you know, a lot of these figures like Obama, Bill Clinton, George Bush, it goes on and on. You know, they're put in the power. You know, these world leaders and stuff, they're put in the power. you know, through the systems of control that they have through higher learning, like I said, secret societies, all this. But if you, you know, trace back these people and who they hang with and you know, what they do, you could see it's all the same kind of players, and they're all heading toward this globalism, this globalist idea. It says here, the Egyptians may be the owners of the revolution, but the owners of Al-Barde himself are busy hijacking the revolution by installing a puppet that will be just as compliant with Egypt continuing as a globalist client state as Mubarak has been for the past 30 years. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. And that's the thing. They're not going to get anything. They're just fooling the people. See, they think, wow, you know, we're revolting, you know, now we choose, we've made our decision, when the decision has always already been made for them. You know, Al-Barde serves on the board of trustees of the International Crisis Group, who on Friday issued a press release, which was probably a couple Fridays ago, protesting the decision on behalf of Egyptian authorities to place Al-Barde under house arrest. International Crisis Group is a shadowy NGO, which is a non-governmental organization that enjoys an annual budget of over $15 million and is bankrolled by the likes of Carnegie, the Ford Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, as well as George Soros' Open Society Institute. Soros himself serves as a member of the organization's executive committee. In other words, this is a major geopolitical steering group for the global elite. You know, George Soros is another one of these figures. Rockefeller, Rothschilds, you know, and a lot of these can be traced back to the 13 satanic bloodlines. And like I said, you know, if you get further down the rabbit hole and further into the global web, you will learn about these people and you will see the foundations and these think tank groups that they fund, and the banks that they own, and the corporations that they run, and the people that are employed by them, you know. And you take a look at the spider web or the tree of control, and you see there's many branches of it. The fact that their man Al-Barde is being primed to head up the post-Mubarak government should set alarm bells ringing in the ears of every demonstrator who is protesting in the name of trying to wrestle Egypt away from the clutches of the New World Order control. It says here, sham Afghanistan-style rigged elections will ensue where the Egyptian people are given the false decision of choosing between two globalist-controlled puppets. And that's what we get here in America. We get, it's like professional wrestling, we get two globalist stooges, one Democrat, one Republican, sometimes they'll throw in a third-party puppet, just to give us the illusion that we're making the choices for ourselves when our minds have already been made up. It says here, senior Egyptian leaders currently meeting at the Pentagon. And this come out of Politico. And it says here, we, you know, and that's what I'm saying, even the mainstream stuff sources, you can take little bits and pieces to try to piece together the global web of destruction. It says here, we're actually meeting this week, are hosting senior Egyptian military leaders at the Pentagon for our annual bilateral defense talks. And they referred to at the Military Cooperation Committee, which is chaired jointly by Assistant Secretary of Defense Sandy Virchow and Lieutenant General Sami Anan, the Chief Staff of the Egyptian Armed Forces. And these journalists learned to see, you know, it's an illusion. The military, they'll just switch hats, you know, but the same idea, the same globalist stooges are in place. The same worker bees for the New World Order, the same puppets, you know. They're it's all controlled. You know, George Soros himself, it's been reported that he's writing the new Egyptian constitution and all this other stuff, you know. And you could trace this stuff back to the bankers pretty much time and time again, you know, and these international bodies of control. The IMF, which is the International Monetary Fund, they're warning of war. They're ready to put Egypt into debt. And that's what they do, is they come in, they destroy a country, and then they loan the country money to rebuild themselves, and they put themselves, these countries, in eternal debt, basically, with the way they've got the system set up with interest and all these penalties. They really are enslaving the people into debt as a mode of control. And we see this here in the United States with the implementation of the Federal Reserve and the repeal of the Glass-Steagall Act in 1972 during the Nixon administration. You know, and anybody who is a real economist and not, like, you know, buying into these stupid ideas that they put out. And that's a whole nother thing, the whole economy type thing and the money thing is another thing where, you know, I get a basic idea what's going on, but there's people much more versed in talking about derivatives and talking about different things as a mode of control. But the one thing that I do know is war and the money system and all that are major modes of control. And these false flag events like 9/11, Oklahoma City, World Trade Center 93, these shootings, you know, help the push for gun control, and these takeovers around the world are all false flag events. So you got the International Monetary Fund stands ready to help riot-torn Egypt rebuild its economy, the IMF chief said, as he warned governments to tackle unemployment and income equality or risk war. You know, you better fear again, you know. Dominique Strauss-Kahn is this guy. As Egyptian protesters gathered in their thousands demanding the departure of President Mubarak, Strauss-Kahn said the IMF is ready to help in defining the kind of economic policy that could be put in place. See, the global stooges are already there offering the solutions. You know, so, you know, these protests are more or less, you know, they knew that people are getting upset. There's a police state there. They're being mistreated. There's all kinds of problems there. But when that pot boils over, they're always there to put in the solution. It says here, but for the global economy as a whole, Strauss-Kahn struck a worried tone. He said that the different pace of recovery between advanced and emerging economies was unbalanced and echoed the situation just before the global economic crisis struck in late 2008. Says while growth remains below potential in advanced economies, emerging and developing economies are growing much faster and may soon be overheating, he says. Growth in economies with large trade surpluses like China and Germany is still being powered by exports, while expansion in deficit-stricken countries such as the United States is being driven by domestic demand, he noted. These global imbalances put the sustainability of the recovery at risk. You know, and they're already setting the mindset here for failure. So even though they're offering the solution, they're already, like, pretty much saying, well, you know, if this happens, you know, we might not see a recovery in these economies worldwide. You know, and they're always saying, you know, well, the dollar is going to spring back when there's an attack on the dollar. They need a global currency. They need the Fed to fail. You know, nothing is taking place by accident. The Business Insider reported, senior U.S. Marine say that multiple platoons are heading to Egypt. You know, a senior member of the U.S. Marine Corps is telling people multiple platoons are deploying to Egypt. And it says the senior Marines told the source that the Pentagon will deploy multiple platoons to Egypt over the next few days, and they're already there. And the official reason would be to assist in the evacuation of U.S. citizens. This is during the unrest. But now that the unrest is over, they've already got their military there in place. And that's to make sure that everything goes the way the New World Order wants it to go. You know what I mean? So they've got their military involved here, you know. And I've also read reports that there was some state National Guard troops going over there. And it's just ridiculous because we're broke. You know, the article before this was just talking about how we're a deficit run country now. We are broke. We're really at third world status. We are a people that are living far beyond our means. And we're under this illusion that we're better than, that we have this false pride, this and that. And you notice we're always quick to go help others, but we're not focusing on helping ourselves at all. We're not tackling any of our problems here domestically. We're not securing our borders. You know, we're getting ready to go into a North American Union, a Security and Prosperity Partnership, which they keep changing the name of, because as soon as people start getting hip to what's going on with this globalist plan, they change the name again. You know, and they move into another direction, but it's the same plan. You know, they want to set up a currency over here. They want to integrate us, and they've already integrated us with Northcom, and a lot of these agreements that our leaders have signed over the years have integrated, especially the U.S. and Canada, but they're trying to slowly throw Mexico in the mix, and they have been. And the thing is they got to be careful how they throw Mexico in there because, you know, the way people have been conditioned to think about Mexico. You know, we don't want to be integrated with Mexico. They're like a third world nation. What do they have to offer us? Where, you know, Canada to our north, we're more conditioned to say, all right, hey, let's cooperate with Canada. It wouldn't be so bad to be tied in with these Canadians. So they're going to set up the system, and the euro's going to fail against the Amero and whatever they're going to name these currencies, and eventually the whole bubble's going to burst until we are under the control of a global world government. And when that day happens, you know, it's pretty much a doomsday for the human race. And that's what we're fighting against. That's what we need to stand up against, this new world order. That's what this show is about. I'm going to be doing more shows coming up in the near future. I will have my teeth back in by then, maybe within a week or so. I might even do one before then. But you can subscribe to the podcast over at harrythomas.podomatic.com. Tell your friends about it. Get this information out. Repost it all over the web. Burn CDs. Get this information. Feel free. Because I am not a corporation. This is free information, non-commercial run. I am not owned by anything. I'm breaking the conditioning of the globalists. You can find a whole bunch of people who have broken their conditioning also over at 12160. That's because we're getting together and we're rising up against this new world order, and we're going to say no. And we're going to defeat this plan for a one world government. And we're going to break through some of this corruption, and we're going to at least slow down their plans so that we can have some more time to wake up our fellow man, because together we will make a difference. I want to thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more information about the New World Order plan.